This coming Sunday will mark 10 years since anyone has seen or heard anything from a woman named Maura Murray.
Now, the college student crashed her car on Route 112 in North Haverhill, 140 miles north of the UMass Amherst campus that she had left just a few hours earlier. Maura had vanished when police arrived. There was what appeared to be indications that she may have been running away, but her father and investigators think there is much more to her disappearance.
My initial thought is still my what I think, and that's somebody locally grabbed her. Some bone choose to break. And I swore I'd no longer be the pallbearer. But I carried you to bed so you could rest your head. You were taking off a look. Heavy drinking. The world carries on. Your memories and songs. And your pictures on my wall. Not forgotten. There was hymns that came from mouth. That turned crosses.
12 years ago today, Maura vanished from this very spot. On a cold, dark night. She has not been seen or heard from since.
Is it safe to call us armchair detectives with a camera and a microphone?
It's something that starts as a hobby and gradually grows into something more obsessive.
He said, "Do you think that's blood?" And people said, I don't know.
I don't know that it's dangerous to do something like what we're doing right now, but there are some questionable characters involved who may be listening at some point.
Hopefully.
What's going on right now?
Well, we're in Lincoln, New Hampshire. We're at the Roadway Inn.
Someone knew we were going to be in Lincoln. It can bring me
down and get me. Coordinates right here.
Why would she go willingly into a car?
If I came across this house and I was running alone in the dark.
There is no way that someone that knows that their daughter is missing, knows why they're missing, or had anything to do with it, would spend 12 years looking for their daughter, would put this whole thing on for 12 years, taking over their lives. I know, it took over mine.
She looks familiar.
She does? Where would I be able to find her?
In the morgue.
What just happened?
On a mission to find his missing daughter, Maura, Fred Murray went to Concord to see Governor Lynch. Frustrated with the state police investigation into her disappearance, Mr. Murray is asking the governor to release all her case files, and he'd like the FBI to get involved in the investigation.
Roman statesman philosopher named Juvenal, around the year 100 AD, he asked a question for the ages. Who is to guard the gods themselves? Down to rest one last time, goodbye, dear friend. She was our buddy, and we want her back. There's no way in the hot place that I can stop looking for my daughter, so I am never going to stop.